I'm Angie Robertson, and you're listening to Spirit-Led Life, episode 14. Our good work, then, is not to try to find the path before us, but to name the path behind us, the one we've walked that's brought us to the sacred now. That's a quote from Emily P. Freeman in her latest book, How to Walk Into a Room. And on today's episode, we're going to do just that. I'm going to do a March recap of what has been supporting me in my body, soul, and spirit. I'll share a book that is helping me to leave rooms, stepping out of my comfort zone, a necklace to remind me of God's unconditional love, and more. These are just a few of the things I share. I hope this episode inspires and encourages you to do your own reflection. Let's go to the show. In the second quarter of 2024, and here I am sharing another monthly reflection. I will admit that this month went by a little too fast for me, and I feel like I didn't pay attention as much to what supported me. When I reflected back, I had to really stop and notice. It took me a bit, but I was finally able to recall those things that supported me. Capturing my daily gratitudes really helped me to remember all that took place in March. Before we get to today's content, if you are on the list to receive emails from me when new episodes release and behind the scenes, feel free to reply to one of those emails with what supported you in March. I'd love to hear, and I love connecting with you. After all, you are the reason I'm here. If you aren't on the list, be sure to visit spiritledlifepodcast.com and you will see the subscriber form. I share things in those emails that I don't share anywhere else. Back to the reflections. Like we have the last 2 months, and for those who may be new here, I'm going to do just a quick recap of what these monthly reflections are. Back in episode 5, we learned that we are made up of 3 parts, body, soul, and spirit. Each of those parts has 3 parts. For the body, they are speech, the 5 senses, and action. Our soul is made up of our mind, will, and emotions. And our spirit is made up of our conscience, fellowship, and intuition. Let's get started. Beginning with the body, here is what supported me in March. For speech, I've shared this story in episode 13 about how God changed the structure of a podcast series that I had planned and had me create a new series on healing our souls. It changed my direction, especially when He wanted me to have guests on. Scheduling guests can be tricky when you are up against someone else's schedule, but He saw it through. The conversations I had with the guest impacted me in many ways, which I also share about in the episode. For the 5 senses, I'm going a little bit old school and talk about my oil diffusers. I know they've been around for some time now, but last year when I discovered that I couldn't do scented candles, no matter how organic they were, I knew I needed to find an alternative. I love burning a good candle, the warm flicker of the light, and I was even burning candles that had the sound of a crackling fire. I also love the smell of scented candles and the fun of changing up the scents based on the season. I was sad that I could no longer burn them and would miss the fragrance they left. I was plundering through my cabinet one day, clearing out my candles, and came across a diffuser I purchased like a decade ago. I decided to pull it out and remembered another box of essential oils I had. I decided to put some oils in the diffuser and test out if it would bother my allergies. To my surprise and delight, I was totally fine. I then started to purchase oils, but I'm someone who needs the process of purchasing oils to be easy. If I have to go online or order through someone, I just won't do it. I knew Whole Foods carried 100% pure essential oils, so I visited my nearest store and loaded up my buggy with various scents, such as bergamot and lavender and lemon, sweet orange, clary sage, rosemary, and a few others. Now, my favorite morning and evening routine is to create a recipe of scents for the morning and a different one for the evenings. My favorite so far for the morning is 6 drops of lemon, 3 drops of rosemary, and 2 drops of vanilla. Don't worry, I'll put this recipe in the show notes as well. Supposedly, this mimics the scent of Williams Sonoma, but I don't even know if they're even still around, a Williams Sonoma. I don't have a store near me to go compare, but that's what I've been told. Either way, I love the scent. For the evening, I like to take 6 drops of lavender and six drops of bergamot. The lavender is a great way to calm the house in the evening and actually prepare everyone for bed. I find such joy creating scents each day, and I'm not bound to one candle or one scent. I'll be sure to link to the diffusers in the show notes so you can see the ones I use. They come with a remote and they're super easy to clean. The last area of the body is action. There are a couple of things that supported me in March, but the one that stood out the most was, despite the time change, I was able to get back in my morning routine and get up on time in the mornings. I love getting up early while the majority of the house is still asleep, aka Dave. I love getting up when it's dark and it even feels like the world is still sleeping. Getting up early allows me to have my alignment time with God and really sit in His presence and not feel rushed. Some mornings that means looking out the picture window in our door and watching the sunrise. One particular morning in March, the moon was a crescent moon, and it was just as clear and crisp as it could be. And the sun was actually coming up and causing a red, fiery sky below the moon. It was so spectacular to catch, and I even managed to take a photo, which I don't think really did it justice, but at least I have the memory to remind me. Moving on to soul. For my mind, in my February reflections, which, by the way, I find that word very hard to say. In recording this episode, I had to do several takes because it's hard to say the word February. Like, it's very interesting. Does anybody else have a hard time saying the word February? See, I can't even say it now. It's kind of like Worcestershire sauce. Like, I feel like I can say that easier than February. Okay, back to my mind. You got a little glimpse in it. In those February reflections, I talked about a conscious decision of leaving a space I had been in for almost 6 years. One of my favorite authors and podcasters, Emily P. Freeman, who I quoted at the beginning of this episode, launched a book, as I said, in March called How to Walk Into a Room. I've been reading the book, and the chapter titled How to Walk Out of a Room was something that spoke to me when making the decision to leave the space. In this chapter, she says, sometimes to walk into a room, we must walk out of one. Reading through her lovely words was yet another arrow, which is a term Emily refers to in one of her previous books, The Next Right Thing. Arrows are basically clues as to your next right step of action. The arrow I gleaned from those pages gave my mind something to put to words what needed to happen, to walk through the exit door. Now that I have officially left the room, I'm able to walk into other rooms, such as hosting this podcast, or what I like to say, co-hosting this podcast with the Holy Spirit and getting to connect with you. For my will, a great part of my life, I have been more extroverted. I loved working in a corporate environment as I made friends, and I still have friends to this day that I worked with so long ago. When Dave and I lived in Jacksonville, Florida, we called the street we lived on a frat house because we found any excuse we could to have some sort of party pretty much 7 days a week. If by 5 o'clock you weren't out in your driveway socializing, you were getting text, phone calls, or doorbell rings. We were a super social street and I loved it. Working from home can be very isolating, and having my neighbors to hang out with gave me the social activity I needed, and it was very reminiscent of working in a corporate environment. When Dave and I moved 5 years ago, we left our fraternal order of our neighborhood to a neighborhood that is much smaller and much less social. Add to it, the pandemic happened in the last 5 years, and being in lockdown for several years, I have flipped a little bit to being introverted and plain old socially awkward now. When Dave and I found a church a few years ago, I decided I needed to shake things up and become more social. Now, when we get invited to dinner or a small group, as much as it is easier to stay home, I use my will to step out of my comfort zone and participate. In March, we went to a little small town we've never been to and attended what they called Porch Fest, which is musicians playing all over the city on different front porches of homes. That same day, after the event was over, we met up with some friends that lived there locally, and we had dinner. Also in March, I attended a birthday dinner and a picnic in the park with some friends. It's getting easier and easier, But there are times that I want to give in to my comfort zone. For emotions, March 15th marked the second anniversary of our best friend's passing. I'll share more in a future episode, but this friend had the same cancer as Dave, and they were both diagnosed at the same time. Our friend was supposed to make it, and we were supposed to celebrate this year of 5 years cancer-free for both he and Dave. The grief still runs deep, and it's hard to wrap my mind around his loss. He and his wife were our first friends from that frat house street in Jacksonville. I miss him so much, and I'm so glad that the times he and his wife would call us up on the spur of the moment and invite us to dinner, we would drop whatever we were doing and we would go. I cherish those memories. We've covered body and soul. Before we move on to spirit, I want to thank you, dear listener, for the kind reviews you are leaving. It means so much to me that you take the time to do this. If you would like to leave a kind review, share, or follow this podcast, it would really mean a lot to me, and it helps this podcast to reach more people. Now let's move on to spirit. For my intuition, I'm not much of a jewelry person. I'm pretty minimalist. I have pierced ears, but I don't wear earrings because they get stuck in my curly hair, and you really can't see them anyway. I don't wear a lot of bracelets because they get in the way when I'm typing on the computer, and they're quite noisy. Besides my wedding and engagement rings, I only wear one other ring, which I adore because it actually spins. And when I'm experiencing a little anxiety, I can spin the ring to calm me. I don't wear a lot of necklaces, but there are occasions when I do want to wear one. And I've been on the hunt to find one that could be an everyday statement necklace, something that is specific and meaningful to me. And that's the way I approach a lot of my jewelry, is I want it to have meaning to me. One day we were shopping at a big kind of town center, and I listened to my intuition and I stopped in a jewelry store there called Brighton, which they've been around for a while. You may have heard of them, you may not. I actually have several pieces from them that I've collected over the years, mostly chunky necklaces because that was in back in the day, but they're not really everyday necklaces. But anyway, while I was in the store, I wasn't looking for anything specific, but I knew I would know when I saw the necklace I was looking for. You know that you know kind of thing. Well, I walked all over the store and the sales clerk asked me if I was looking for anything specific. And I told her yes and no. I was looking for a necklace and when I saw it, I would know it was the one. She tried to show me a few things, but they just weren't hitting it. I asked her to just let me look around the store some more, and as I was walking around, I walked by a display case that had a partially opened drawer at the bottom, and in this drawer were a couple of necklaces. Displayed with a larger necklace was a simple silver chain with a two-toned heart, silver on the edges and gold in the middle. That was it. I had no hesitation. I tried it on, and it was perfect. An arrow I've been following recently is that God loves me no matter what. He loves me in spite of anything I do or don't do, whether it's my vocation, seeking Him, anything. He loves me just for being me. The heart in this necklace is a reminder of God's unconditional love for me. I don't have to do or be anything for Him to love me. I don't have to earn His love at all. He just loves me for me, and He loves you for you too. For conscience, another arrow that is starting to appear is the skill of listening to people and not trying to solve whatever it is that they are talking about. I think it's human nature to want to solve someone's pain. We don't like to see people in pain. When I was in coach training, the skill of listening is the fundamental principle of coaching. I was taught to come to a client session empty of my own biases and really listen to the client. We were taught the only thing we bring are questions that cause the client to become more introspective and find the answers that already reside within them. As a natural problem solver, and I even count it as one of my superpowers, I can find this challenging. This is where I have to tap into the power of the Holy Spirit to know when to be still and quiet, and when I share some wisdom He is sharing with me for them. I am noticing some arrows around being more still and present with someone and just listening without trying to solve anything. Okay, to the last part of the spirit, and that is fellowship. The last week of March, my hubby went out of town to visit family and have his uncle do some work on our car. I spent 5 days and four glorious nights in our house by myself with no car. I love my alone time, especially when I have all the free time in the world to be in fellowship with the Lord, which includes and is not limited to talking to him throughout the day as if someone was in the house. I mean, full on, out loud talking. My hubby and I both work at home and we're pretty much together 24/7. Breaks like this are a welcome respite for my soul and my spirit. It's during these times that I like to have deep conversations with Poppy. It isn't that I can't any other time, it's just a special break from the routine and having the space of solitude. I usually try to take these types of breaks at least once a quarter. If it isn't me by myself at our home, I usually go somewhere, but being home is sweeter because I'm in my own environment. So there you have it. What supported each area of my being for the month of March? For this week's Heavenly Position System Challenge, as always, we're taking out our journals and take some time to reflect on the month of March for yourself and your three parts, body, soul, and spirit, and the makeup of each of those areas. My hope for this episode is that it drew you a little bit closer to God and understanding and accepting yourself more. As I close, I will leave you with some words from Emily P. Freeman's book, How to Walk Into a Room, in case you are like me and are faced with a decision of when to walk in or out of a room. A lack of clarity on where we are in time and space and the absence of an honest assessment of what's happening now can add to the frustration and confusion of knowing if it's good to stay or if it's time to move on. Sometimes our emotions work to get our attention by pointing to what's going on beneath the surface. A growing sense of dread, a slow-burning frustration, a short fuse, a tearful encounter, all of these could be evidence that change is needed. But until we bring them to our awareness, we may not know what the change is. We may either make an unnecessary change too soon to avoid the discomfort or hang on way past time. To God be the glory. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. And be sure to tune in each week so we can learn together how to have a spirit-led life.